State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott.
Of course, we didn't talk to you Wednesday because it was quite an eventful night and morning.
Yes, long evening on Tuesday.
Exactly.
After coming off a session in which we did some good work on water infrastructure and education and tax cuts, Tuesday evening was pretty frustrating and disappointing.
Now, a couple of things. First of all, was anything else not accomplished because of the filibuster in the end of the special session? Was there anything else that you had thought would get taken care of?
Yes, there's an important provision in reference to transportation funding. That funding is a rededication of some of the flow of money that goes into the rainy day fund towards transportation. That rededication of that flow of money doesn't involve raising fees or in new tolls or taxes or new debt. So that was an important piece of legislation that did not get passed either.
Now, as I understand it, that's not on the call for the second session yet.
Yes, it is on the call.
Okay, all right. Oh, so that will be taken care of. All right.
Yes.
Okay, let's expand a little bit on your thoughts beyond frustration as to the filibuster and mm-hmm. how the session ended.
Right. Well, you know, the filibuster is one of the Senate's longest standing tradition, and I certainly respect and approve of any senator's right to filibuster. But Tuesday night, it was a breakdown of Senate decorum and loss of the Senate traditions. We lost parliamentary control, and I think there was a failure of leadership. I found it overall troubling and somewhat shameful and not happy about it. I think there's a lot of blame to go around.
And I found it interesting yesterday that State Senator Dan Patrick has announced that he'll be a candidate for lieutenant governor.
He is. There's actually three other announced candidates
right.
for lieutenant governor, including then David Dewhurst, who is our lieutenant governor at the current time, is also seeking reelection.
Now, you say the breakdown in leadership, and in discussing it with general citizens since then, was leadership absolutely blindsided by this? And if so, if they were not blindsided, why didn't they start this 3 days before so that the filibuster couldn't have gone on that long?
Well, I mean, you know, you could have argued that you could have put it on the call earlier than having 13 or 14 days left in the special session. Could have come over from the House a little quicker. But the issue, of course, abortion is and pro-life measures are divisive. And any sort of bill that goes through the process is going to take time for the proper deliberation. It's a serious issue and needs to be treated in a serious manner. Trying to, 11 hours is a long filibuster. I respect Senator Davis's option to avail herself of that, but it certainly is something that has an explosive type of capability when you're kind of dealing in a pressure cooker of a special session.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. And I guess before we leave this necessarily, I guess the senator rose at about 11 in the morning to begin her address. Was there any inkling before that? Did anybody else try to get in ahead of her to possibly delay her first rise and then shorten her time to filibuster?
No, she was recognized at the very beginning to begin her filibuster. There was no one that spoke before. I think she started at 11:18.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, this whole question of abortion, we don't generally discuss it here on the radio because it's a very emotional issue. But
certainly.
But and we understand where you stand, but to expand on those feelings, obviously the thought is if these clinics close in Texas and there would only be a handful left, mm-hmm. does that now not force women who do want to terminate a pregnancy to go into an unsafe situation?
Scott, I think that's a false premise.
Okay.
I think those clinics would come up to a higher level of standards, and I think that's justified. You know, as a doctor, married to an obstetrician, a father of three boys, I believe life issues are important. And as a policymaker, as a policy decision, I believe those measures that make adoption less common and certainly safer are justified.
So now, am I hearing you say that for instance, we in Bryan, we have a Planned Parenthood
yes.
location.
I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. If that were elevated to a level that met the law, then you would have no problem with that.
Well, I think measures that make abortion less common are in order. Certainly, if there are abortion clinics, they should be held to a high level of care so that the women seeking that service are treated in the highest medical standards.
I have to believe the new session starts on Monday. There's probably a game plan in place, right?
Yes, certainly there's a game plan in place. I hate to call it a game plan. I think there's a process that needs to be followed okay. and respected. Again, this is a serious issue that needs to be treated in a serious manner. The bills that are going to be heard in special session are going, you know, this pro-life measure, pro-life bill is going through Health and Human Services Committee, which I sit on, and the criminal justice bill is going to be going through the Criminal Justice Committee, which I sit on, and it will make it through the various bodies and be obviously highly debated and discussed.
Do you anticipate that when we get to this point at the end of this session, when this becomes a question, that we will see the pro-life voices as loud as the voices that were disrupting the special session on Tuesday?
Well, I think the overall awareness of the issue has been raised on both sides, and this is an issue I think that a lot of Texans feel strongly about, and certainly a majority of the legislature feels strongly about getting this bill passed.
Well, we'll be interested to speak to you next week to see how we've progressed down the road.
Yes, sir, Scott.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. No, you too.
Bye-bye.